And just like that, we are back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, guess what? We are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yes, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast, 90 Day Fiancé Recap.
Tell me if you see this. It feels like the producers are putting this in the exact same storyline order. Everybody's following the exact same point in the storyline. I mean, obviously, they're all in different parts of their journey, but it feels like, all right, today was, I don't know if we should get married.
I think the producers are like, okay, this is going sideways, so what do we do to try to make this interesting? Because they realize it's stupid. They probably listen to me talk about this show. They're like, look, this Terrell guy has a point. This is stupid.
I'm sure they have no idea who you are. but in case they are listening, in case they do know who you are, they do know who I am, they have been paying attention, you know, Married at First Sight did this, the after show. We'll love to jump on one of these for 90 Day Fiancé too. So, I mean, you know, you may not like what we have to say, but yeah.
It's dumb. It's ridiculous.
All right. So let's get through these couples, man. Let's start order of appearance. Even and Muhammad, you know, we took it back to Albuquerque. And I'm not understanding here. You have all these other women that are complaining on this show and in some of the other shows that I've seen, some of the other 90 Day Fiancé, well, he doesn't get to work. Now you've got a man who wants to work and you're like, no, no, no. I want you to stay home and babysit my son instead. That's more beneficial to me.
Well, yeah, as Eve said, you know, I love seeing my two boys getting along because she's she's the mama to them. So,
Mama this, Bear.
They were interesting because I like the fact that Muhammad is eager to work. He doesn't want to stay
yes.
home. And so he's like, why can't we just go to the court to get the paperwork done? Mm-hmm. And we can still do this wedding, but let's go to the court and get the stuff done so I can hurt and start working. I applaud that. I do think he's acting a little childish about it. But I think he's also very young and kind of immature. He's never left home before.
Right.
There's a whole lot that goes with that. And so Eve has to understand that no man is content being at home. No real man is content. Exactly. But yeah, so no guy wants to sit at home. And so when he's there with their son, it's different. But then when the son's with his dad, he still just sits at home. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel him on that he wants to hurry up, get the stuff done so he can start working. She needs to realize that.
Exactly. I mean, you have 90 days. You can't plan an elaborate wedding in 90 days. Have the courthouse, because he's like, hey, let's just go to the courthouse so I can work. Because we already know it's going to be 6 months anyway. So why wait 3 months and another 6 months? So he understands the process. So obviously he's done some research in this, right? And he understands the process and like, here's the thing that I don't think she's taking into consideration. You're talking about a man that comes from a very male-dominant, a misogynistic, actually, society.
There you go.
Think about it. And now you're trying to emasculate that man and say, well, you stay at home while I go work and you just watch my kid for me. You know, that's never going to work. That's why he's like, if we don't do this, I go home.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with him on that. You know, and I think, what was the thing that he wanted to go see his mom? Like, something's going on with his mom?
Right. You know, and remember, it was only him and his mom because the dad died a long time ago, right? One of the things is that you realize he's very attached to his mom. And we knew this early on when he's like, well, my mother, she cooks me breakfast every morning and I'm looking for my wife to be like my mother. You know,
why does Muhammad sound like Donald Trump? What would you do it?
At the same time, and I get the point of trying to go home, and maybe she's afraid if he goes through the process, he'll have too much freedom. And you can't take a free man and make him unfree, okay? Let's be honest with that. But here's my biggest problem in that, too, is that how is she going to slow down the process but then still complain about having to take care of him?
He's trying. You know, I think they could have done that. Just go just to the piece, we get this done. We'll still do the show, but at least mm-hmm. we'll get this done on the back end. That way you can start to work a lot sooner. Could have easily did that. But again, she's trying to marry. They should not be together. She has no business dating someone half her age from another country who wants her to convert to Islam and she doesn't.
Exactly. And to your point of they could have done it, still did the show. So for the producers of the show, part of things to look at is like the different ways that people are going through this 90 days, right? Some wait till the 90th day to get married and don't or do. How about some get married on the first day? Look, how's the next 89 days? It's okay to show that, you know? we'll still be locked in. Just like John is locked in to Patrick and Thais's relationship. I mean, we left Patrick, Thais, and Matthew and Carlos, and now it's back to Patrick, Thais, and John. And I will say, when they first got on the screen, I finally agree with John on something. The dad should know. And I know you agree with John on this. Jan on this too.
John. 100%. And I think John's picking up on it. I think maybe the dad doesn't like you. Have you thought about that?
And he's like, well, I think he does. What do you mean?
Yeah, no, that we had beers a couple times. It's like, no, the dad doesn't like you. And that's why she's not telling
him. That was my favorite. He goes, no, he definitely doesn't like you.
So I thought that was great. And I like how John confronted Thais. I thought that was hilarious. But hold on, we got to talk about this mustard and ketchup on the chicken. What in the world kind of stroganoff is that?
You know what's so funny about this? So I'm watching this week's episode with my wife, right? And she goes, so I don't know what she was making, but the recipe says, because she actually went and Googled the recipe. It's like, there's nothing that says mustard and ketchup. So I don't know what she was making.
No, I was just like, mustard and ketchup on chicken? I've never seen that. Like a hot dog. Yes, mustard and ketchup.
But, well, to be fair, in Charleston, there are people who make mac and cheese with mustard. I hate mustard, so it's something that I despise with a passion. But there are people who actually do that crap.
Yeah, well, I don't know people that do that. But but yeah, I thought it was great that John confronted her. But then at the end...
I didn't.
At the end, my last bullet for her was, Thais is crazy. Did you hear her? If he has a bachelor party, I'm going to kill him, and then I'm going to go back to Brazil.
Well, yeah, you don't want to go to jail here in the States. If you kill him, you better escape the country.
With a straight face, I'm like, girl, you crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, just like he said, I can't think of a stripper that's going to be hotter than her. Now, Patrick, you may need to get out some more and see some other strippers. But, but I like the way you think, because at the same time, this is the woman... And nobody else needs to try to entice me. I don't even need to put myself in that situation. Even though we do know, for Patrick, they don't have to be attractive. So, because he has proven to the point that he messed with the ugly chicks before. So, Patrick, you have nothing to stand on here.
Well, I'm like this. Whoever you're with, if you think she's the most beautiful person in the world, awesome. I'm a believer that there's always someone hotter than what you got. But
of course,
they're not going to treat you the same way. And so that's why you love the person that you're with. But I would never say that there's no one physically more attractive than who I'm with. That's dumb, because I know John Patrick knows that's not true. But Thais to try to listen to their conversation, knowing that, like, I couldn't understand what she was getting out of that, where she thought Patrick was talking bad about her and he didn't. He just told her, he was telling, or that John was talking bad about her, sorry. He was telling Patrick that, hey, you need to get this dad, like, she has to tell her dad. But he didn't say anything negative about her. Then he brought up the bachelor party and 25 strippers and all this stuff. And he was just probably joking. But for her to come out all bad, you know what you said, you know. And I'm like, what did he say? You know. I'm like, get out of here with that.
Well, he knew what he said. The thing about it is, there are a couple of things there, right? The fact that if Patrick says he doesn't want to do a bachelor party, then why are you still pushing it regardless, right? So I get her point in that. And it's a simple fact, like, yeah, I don't want a bachelor party. I'm fine. John wants a bachelor party for him. He wants a bachelor party for himself. That's all it boils down to. At the end of the day, he wants it for himself. And he can't have the bachelor party without Patrick there. And if you just come out and say, look, I want to see some goddamn strippers. Thais can come to the bachelor party if you really need her too. But I need to see some strippers. Then Patrick might have been like, you know what? We need to do this. We need to do this for John. The only way we're going to get him out of the house is if we get him one of these strippers. So he's got to learn how to do that compromise. And I will say this. Two things. One, he is right. That is his family. He's going to have that discussion because he said that to her after. Like, I'm going to talk to John about what's going on because that's my closest person I talk to, just like you talk to your people. However, John overstepped the boundary talking to her about it because that wasn't his place. That's not your place. That's Patrick's supposed to have that conversation with Thais. Not you, John. It ain't your place to have that convo with her. You like the fact that he did it? I'm like, mind your business. Mind your business.
It's his brother, and they're all living in the same house. It is his business.
And his business.
I like the fact that he did it. I'd want my brother to do the same thing. I would do it to him. So I see nothing wrong with that. Now, back to this bachelor party. John could still throw a bachelor party, and you don't have to have Patrick. It's not like the strippers are going to show up and be like, wait a minute, there's no groom? You guys lied to me. This is not what I signed up for. As long as they get paid, they're good. He could still have the bachelor party. Patrick didn't have to go. Win-win.
So as we move to Rapid City, South Dakota, and the matching couple, Jabri and Miona, I'm not understanding why he's surprised that anybody would complain about living in South Dakota. We're 12 episodes in. There's nothing that told me I need to visit South Dakota.
If you grew up there, you know, it's totally different to grow up there than to be brought there. And I get why Miona is complaining, because in her mind, America is this. It's mm-hmm. L.A., it's New York, yep. it's Houston, it's all this excitement. And she's telling her friends, I'm going to the U.S. And then you get to South Dakota, you're like, lame. You know, so I get it. You know, I get it. I think it was nice his grandma wants to officiate their wedding.
Yeah, I still think out of the entire family, the grandmother is probably the most sane person. And she's probably looking like, Jesus, this is what my genes produced. But, you know, I will say, when we look at Jabri and Miona, right, and they're going out, and they're always trying to match, and I'm not understanding this whole thing, then it clicked. They are the old black couple from the country. You know that couple that you see at every gathering that's dressed exactly, they're dressed identical. They're doing the line dances. They're in sync.
I have an aunt and uncle I just saw yesterday that they dressed alike. They do it all the time. So that's why I'm like,
Family.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it.
You thought it would skip the next generation.
Yeah, I'm like, I get it. Well, you know, I think that Miona, she still wants her beach wedding and doesn't want to bend on any of that. And I like how Jabri was, you know, trying to challenge her about, when have you compromised for me? And all that. I don't think she really understands. You just can't easily just go to California and put all this together and then come back to South Dakota. Mm-hmm. It's their wedding. I still think they should get married there in South Dakota, stack some chips, and then do the beach wedding.
Yeah.
And you move out to South Dakota. But she just doesn't, it just doesn't really click for her. And I think that she's most likely still selfish. But
of course,
Jabri is just, you know, madly in love and, you know, whipped.
Yeah, but I mean, he said something about, I put my dreams on the back burner for her. What dreams did you put on the back burner for her? Really?
Oh, you're talking about when you screwed over the band and just kind of bounced on them? That dream?
Apparently. that's the thing. It's like his what he's complaining about, all his complaints are not valid. They lack validity. They don't have any legs to stand on. It's like, I'm putting my dreams on the back burner. I don't know if I want to marry her. I feel pressured. Why do you feel pressured? You knew when she was coming, you had 90 days. There's no pressure. The pressure is she wants what you promised her, and you didn't tell her that this is what she was coming to. That's what it is.
Well, again, I think he did tell her, but this is just the show trying to build up ratings, and this is why it's stupid.
Ari and Benny in Princeton, man. Well, my bad. Ari, Benny, and Leandro.
Another threesome.
Why does Leandro keep overstepping boundaries? And why does she keep playing into it? I'm going to send you both out to go get a pregnancy test for me. And like, my ex-husband and my future husband,
Ari would not be cool with that at all if the roles were reversed.
Exactly.
At all. It wouldn't be cool with that if the roles were reversed. And so it's a sick little mind game that she's playing that excites her. Like, to me, Benny in the car, he used to be like, hey, Leandro, can we talk about something? I want to be honest with you about this. Mm-hmm. I don't like you around, and here's why. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying I don't like you as a person, but put yourself in my shoes. Do you see a problem with this? Do you really think I want you to go dress shopping with my fiance mm-hmm. for our wedding? Do you really think I want you asking my wife or my fiance about when she had her last period right in front of me? Like, dude.
Or ever.
Where's your boundaries at? Ever. So I'm like, I need you to understand that when we get back and you leave, I need to make sure that I want to be honest with you, like where I stand with this, regardless of what Ari says, because Ari's not going to say anything. But the fact that she even thought that was okay is just sick.
Yeah, and then the fact that she sat there as they come back, and she's still making fun of the situation, and then she gets the she goes and pees on the stick, comes back out, and then looks at Leandro, not at Benny, and says, it's negative. It's like, was that a sigh of relief for you and Leandro? Or is it supposed to be something you and Benny? Why is he even still there? He shouldn't even be there. You need to leave. We need to pee on the stick and figure out what's going on. We need to pee on the stick, not you. Not all of us.
Right. Right. Again, the drama that the producers put together to make this bullshit sell. But it's just stupid. But Benny, like, I don't understand this la-la land that he lives in. And I've not been to Ethiopia. So maybe in Ethiopia, it's easy to have 10 babies and nobody starves. And you find a way to make it work. I have no idea. But I'm like, what are you thinking? You barely got a pot to piss in or window to throw out of. And you're talking 10 babies?
And again, Leandra overstepping boundaries, kind of like John, jumping out of the window and bringing it up to Ari. That's not your place.
Right.
You're not the counselor. You're not the marriage counselor. Nobody asked you to be that. And you're right. Benny needs to just smack him up again one more time and just let him, you know, put him in a rear chokehold when he's looking left, snatch him up. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, remember this? Next time I'm not letting go.
But this is why I don't like Benny. I don't like his personality. I feel like he's just, he's fit and all that, but I just feel like he's weak. He can't speak up for himself. Even if you have to say it in a different language, you know, speak up and say like, hey, I am not cool with this at all.
I'll be honest with you. What Benny should do and what would make me smile from this situation is if Benny would smack the shit out of Leandro and tell him, hey, you can take this ugly ass woman with you, but keep your grubby hands off my son.
You can take Wilbur's twin sister from Animal Farm back with you to New York.
Well, he's going to Indiana. He's going to New York, then Indiana.
Yeah, yeah, whatever. Yeah,
so actually, she'll fit perfectly out there. You know, and here's the thing that it kind of bothers me, because I think, because she mentions the fact that she left and went to Israel when Leandro was going to Indiana to work on his PhD. Well, apparently he's finished. So now it feels like she is feeling a little regretful, because that's the way I see her look at him. I don't see her looking at Benny that way at all.
Well, makes sense, because her family is more supportive of Leandro than they are Benny.
Yeah.
You know, Leandro kind of has his stuff together. They were together for 10 years.
That too. Yeah.
You know, they were together 10 years. They have much better history. But I mean, also, what's Benny's financial prospects? Because right now, she's going to go down the Benny path, and she doesn't really have a job. She's going to be struggling for a while.
Hey, daddy's
before that MMA, before that MMA money start coming in, she's going to be struggling.
Even when the MMA money start coming in.
Yeah.
they got 9 more babies to add to the family. Yeah. So we went to a Charlottesville, Virginia, Cara and Guillermo, right? And yeah. Get to the rodeo, and I saw this. And then I said, you know, maybe BLM means something different in Charlottesville.
Because I
see no black people there at all.
Yeah. I'm like, if that's me, I don't think that's Black Lives Matter supporters. I don't think that's what it is. But I saw that. I was just like,
Butt lifts matter.
I don't know. You know, I'm curious what that is. I might have to try to look that up and see if there's, you know, BLM and then rodeo and see what comes up.
Well, let's take a look right here. As we do this, let's figure out what it is. Because BLM, rodeo, what comes up?
I was thinking bull something.
You know what? Oakland Heights Farm BLM Bull Rodeo in Gordonsville, Virginia.
What's the BLM stand for?
Definitely not Black Lives Matter. Even though it doesn't look like it's the same place. Well, let's see. Where is this on the map? Because this might actually be where they were, and that's probably why. How close is it to... try to zoom out here. Gordonsville is not too far from Charlotte. You know what? That's exactly what it is. We've figured it out. They were in Oakland Heights Farm, which is not too far from Charlottesville. Okay, because I was like, Black Lives Matter. Something about this just seems wrong. I don't see one black life out there, so apparently they don't matter. And we know all about Charlottesville from something that was very anti-Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. So, well, you know, it wasn't a whole lot to them today. I think it was good that Cara got Guillermo out the house, you know, after his brother died, and be able to go check something out. I thought it was funny how he's looking at the food. He's like, nachos, huh? I'm like, yeah, this is not the kind of nachos back where you're from. This is that American gross nachos that will kill you and get heart disease.
Well, I think him looking at all of he's like, I'm looking at the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the nachos, all this food. And he's like, I think what he was thinking was like, ah, this is why Americans are fat as hell.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
They probably edited it out.
Yeah, exactly what I was thinking. But at least Kara decided to, you know, compromise and let's do the wedding, you know, early and all that stuff, which is good. Because as I was listening to that, I'm like, you know, why not? If his family can't come, why not set up a deal where you can just live stream it and his family can watch it and be a part of it remotely?
And that's what we did during the pandemic. We did that back in 2020 because we were like, yeah, we'll move the date and we'll do the ceremony later but for everybody else, but we're getting married.
Yeah.
And that's what we did.
Yeah. Well, so, good for them. Curious to see what happens to them next episode.
I just need Guillermo to stop wanting to cry every 2 minutes. I mean, the national anthem, it almost made me want to cry. I'm like,
okay, Guillermo, you need to listen to the whole national anthem, even the part they don't normally say, then do a little bit of research and come back at me.
and realize that the national anthem, the theme is actually an old English drinking song. So the musical arrangement is from an old English drinking song, which is why England always laughs. Just want to, for those who don't know, That's why. and at that moment, here comes the NBC logo. The more you know.
And that's one to grow on.
You know, as we get to Bilal and Shaida, my wife pointed this out when they went outside for the yoga, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was nice because I'm looking at him like it was nice to see him out there like Shaida said, it's nice to see him smiling, having fun with his kids and seemingly having a good time. But then my wife was like, now what if the roles were reversed? He was trying to show her or teach her something and she was playing around like he was. Would he be cool with it?
I think he would be.
You just say
I think he would be. I mean, because it's... No, I think he would be, because it's just, you know, you're just out. It's not like that serious. You know, it wasn't like we're teaching him heart surgery and he's like goofing off tickling his kids. It's freaking yoga. It's a pose. Like, what's the big deal? They're just having fun, right?
Have you been watching the other 11 episodes? Bilal is strung tight, talks to her like she's a friggin' 2-year-old.
Right. But everybody does talks to her like she's a 2-year-old, because that's my thing about this episode and what I've about this couple that I don't like. Everyone talks to Shai like she's stupid. And I think Shai needs to run. She needs to get away from all these people. You know, Bilal's ex coming at her all spicy like that. And I'm like, why does everyone think that Shaida is or Shai is after this dude's money? And I'm like, Bilal, you've been with her for 2 years, and you don't even feel confident that that's what she's about. So you're not even defending her to these people. I'm like, Shy, you need to get out of there. I thought his wife, his ex-wife was going to come at her about, don't have my kids calling you Umi. I'm Umi.
I thought that's what the issue
that's
was.
That's what too. I thought that conversation was going to be. But I'm like, you're talking about the prenup?
Right.
Because you're worried about your kids, you know, generational wealth. I was like, come on.
Generational wealth. He doesn't have that kind of money yet. And two, that's a conversation you have with Bilal, which you already had. So then allow him to be the man that he's supposed to be and have that conversation with his future wife. And that's not the conversation for you. That's none of your business. And the fact that, you know, it did seem kind of sad. Now it makes sense because remember in the beginning she goes, well, I'm not just his ex-wife. I'm also his friend.
His friend.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
No, you're his ex-wife and you're the mother of his children.
Exactly.
This needs to be, his next wife is going to be his friend or best friend. But everyone talks to Shy like she's stupid. And I don't know if, I can't understand why, because there's nothing about Shy's personality that makes me feel like she can stick up for herself. You know, just the way she, and I don't know if it's a cultural deal, if it's, you know, a religion deal or what, but like, I like Bilal's wife's personality, like just the way she comes at and, you know, I like a woman like that. With Shy, I'm like, oh, that'd just be so annoying. Like, say what you think, speak up.
Why does it have to be cultural and not just her personally? Because you know American women who are in this culture that act the same way and are shy about things too. So most of the West Indian women I know are very strong, even more so than Bilal's ex-wife. Mm-hmm. So it can't be this, oh, it's a cultural thing. No,
culture, I'm not talking about the country. I'm just talking about culturally where she grew up, how she was raised. Maybe this is why she's this way. And
that may not be the case because her sisters could be different. Everybody in the household is not the same. You and your brother are
not
identical.
I just said, I don't know. But my brother and I both would be able to speak up and be able to say what we like and what we don't like and what we think about something.
But you both
think we'd be able to speak up. Nobody would talk to us like we're stupid. And yeah, the way they're talking to Shy all the time.
I will say this. And there are two things to keep in mind in this, right? Sometimes it's better to see where everyone's coming from by being silent at first and watching what they do. There's nothing wrong in that. Now, I agree with you. I think she should have checked her. She should have checked her, but what's she going to get out of it? And that point is like, all right, now I got to check this dude again and make sure he understands that, one, now you got your ex-wife acting like she could talk to me in the old kind of way. That ain't going to fly because the next time I'm going to smack the shit out of her. You know, now if she has that conversation with Bilal, I bet you change your whole tune.
I would, because I'd be like, yeah, because she should have said, hey, well, I really appreciate you coming over having this conversation with me, but I think this is a conversation that should be either me, you, and Bilal, or you need to talk to Bilal about this, number one. And then,
but she did say it's a conversation for me and Bilal, not me and you. She did say that.
No, she said, for three of them is what she said, that I want to revisit this and should be a conversation with all three of us is what she said. But she should have checked her, like, hey, don't come at me like that. I'm like, hey, why do you feel I'm after y'all's money? What have you heard about me or what have you seen about me that makes you feel like that is my end game? Mm-hmm. I'd be curious to know. And if you don't have anything, you're just making an assumption, well, then you need to get out of my house. You don't live here anymore. And reevaluate how you talk to me. So you need to go do some voodoo and get your shit together.
You do the voodoo and get you ass out of here.
Voodoo that you do, get your shit together before you come talking to me at Kanahat. Now, do you want some tea or not?
Yo, what kind of empty ass cup did she give her with tea, though? What kind of room temperature tea was that? And she took that cup, I'm like, ain't nothing in that goddamn cup. apparently Shahida had seen the thing before. Look, I see how you put water in, you wash your feet in the kitchen sink, you put water all over the floor. No, I don't want anything that's liquid from this house.
I'm not touching that cup. I'd be like, no, I'm good. My lips could be all white and mouth could be dry, but I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you.
Oh my God. Look, I will say this, man. This season has been moving very slowly, and this has not been the 90 Day Fiancé that I know and have watched and loved a lot before. And this has been very different, but you've been sticking through it. We're 12 episodes in. I want to say hopefully we're more than halfway through. hopefully they don't season 14 us of Married at First Sight like this. But speaking of Married at First Sight, you know, the numbers have been, you know, getting up there to that goal. the deadline's almost here. So the question becomes, and I guess we'll get an answer when we do our regular episode, episode 91, which if you listen to it, you'll hear it on Monday. And if you wait for it on YouTube, you'll see it on Tuesday. And Terrell, we'll have a decision by then as to season 15, because that starts Wednesday, right?
I guess so. I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
Because you got to get rid of your axe throwing reservation, your bowling league reservation, your knitting reservations.
I got a whole bunch of events planned for Wednesday nights.
And one of them should include sitting in front of the TV to watch Married at First Sight season 15 San Diego. Hey, don't forget, episode 91 drops Monday, the audio version, Tuesday for the video on YouTube. And fingers crossed, toes crossed, I'm not going to put those up. Prayer Warriors Unite, Wednesday, we'll be back. Married at First Sight, season 15, San Diego.
Whatever. Just so stupid. So stupid.
Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the show.
Yeah, some great bullshit we got this week on episode 91. You want to check it out. Yeah. It's a Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.